Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Speedy, written by Colin Teely and read by Anna Steen.
Speedy was the most beautiful dolphin in the sea. When he broke the surface in a swift arc, his skin shone, and the water fell from his body like flakes of light. From the bow of his father's boat, Mike could look down and watch every movement Speedy made. His sudden sweeps to left and right, the fast, strong thrust of his tail, his great curving leaps out of the water. He seemed to swim and gamble for the sheer joy of it. Mike was sure that most of the time, Speedy had a grin on his face. Mike was only 5 years old when his adventure with Speedy began. He was out on his father's fishing cutter, Swordfish, one day, a little boy who could never sit still and who was always running from stem to stern or fooling about with hooks and lines. This day, as he ran along the deck, he tripped over a coil of rope. Without a moment's warning, he pitched headlong over the port side and into the sea. The boat was moored in 9 or 10 metres of water in the lee of Pebble Point, sheltering from the sea wind. Small waves were running with the swell, slapping and sucking at the hull. Mike's father, Ben, was crouching behind the wheelhouse, splicing a broken mooring rope. He was working so intently that he didn't see Mike fall, and he didn't hear the splash of his body as it hit the water. At that age, Mike couldn't swim very well. In any case, he was winded by the fall and confused by the sudden shock of cold water closing over his head. It seemed certain that he would drown. But at that moment, something amazing happened. A grey form shot round the cutter at lightning speed, curved upwards and rose straight out of the sea in a great burst of shining water. It was a dolphin. The strength and speed of its uprush carried it high beside the starboard railing where Ben was working. Its head was almost level with his shoulder. He started with astonishment at the sight of this sea creature suddenly catapulting up to within a metre or two of his left ear. At the same time, the dolphin was making an urgent sound, a snickering-nickering kind of sound that suggested danger and alarm. Ben stood up hastily, still astonished, just as the dolphin crashed back into the water. Instantly, it darted round to the port side, as if in a race between life and death.